Do you want to align with God's vibes, adapt to a spirit-led lifestyle, and live out of the fullness of God's plans and purposes for your life? This podcast is for you. The good news I have for you is that your time is now. It's time to transform self-sabotage into self-mastery and revolutionize your world. If you're ready to go beyond the ordinary and break out into the extraordinary life God designed for you, you're in the right place. In the God's Vibes podcast, you will find the freedom and permission to stop chasing success the world's way and simply be who God formed, shaped, and anointed you to be. My name is Juliana Page, and my mission is to lead you on the ultimate adventure, aligning and tracking with God so you can radically transform your life from the inside out and build spirit-driven success. Using life coaching and biblical and prophetic teaching, I'll show you what it means to dwell in the good land God ordained for your life and train you to be a powerful person who is a walking testimony of what's possible with God. Subscribe to God's Vibes for spirit-filled real talk, hard-hitting truth with a humorous touch that will help you discover who you are in God, dare to press through your seeming limitations, and chart a divine path that will renew your dreams and transform your future. It's time to experience true freedom through courage, faith, and self-mastery. I dare you to step out in faith and courageously dive into the purposeful life of trusting God for the impossible. Let's go. What's good, Faith Walkers? Woo-woo! We got a pop-up word right now. So what that means is God really stirred up this word to share with, we have a Courage Co. prayer group. We're just committed to praying over Courage Co., praying over people we haven't met yet that are going to encounter Courage Co. and what happens in there, and the power of God that will invade their lives, the encounters that they'll have, the transformations, the testimonies that they'll access. So I was sharing a word of encouragement, pressing into the Lord, sharing a word of encouragement with these ladies. And I thought, man, this is a right now word. This is a bigger word. So I am doing something different and bringing it here to the podcast. So if you didn't know, if you are in Courage Co., shout out to all of you that are in that community. Courage Co. is a free community off social media. It is virtual, so you can literally join from anywhere, all over the world. We have different small groups every single day of the week. We have prophetic prayer calls, and we have different programs that you can invest in no matter where you are on your journey. So programs like 30 Days of Faith Walking, which is truly designed to help you shift your fear walk into a faith walk. And that's especially great for those of you like myself that did not come from a legacy of faith and you want to put some practicality to your faith. That's a really great program to do so. You get a free workbook just by signing up for that program, and you can take yourself on a 30-day guided journey. And you also get access to coaching calls that have been pre-recorded from previous rounds. So that's very encouraging and life-giving. We also have an entire year of training. We train in the Courage Co. community. So we have an entire year of training on demand. And I mean, if you just listen to one of the sessions that you get in this year of training on demand, you really could change your life. So you get an entire year, and there's over 45 different interviews and testimonies in there. You get that for an entire year. And so you can just take a self-paced approach and move through that content. We have a VIP mastermind, which is a all-time fave. And this is Holy Spirit Boot Camp. This is a beautiful community. We actually gather every single week and work through the content. It's designed to be 3 months in length, but you get access to that for an entire year as well. So you can really be investing in your relationship with God, your identity, your purpose, your legacy, and what you will co-create with God in the world. And then we also have the Spirit-Driven Success Life Coach Certification Program. Another round of that will be starting here soon in July. We have prophetic monthly training and really just so much goodness. This is to build, to equip, to empower you to live your most courageous and impactful story. So it is where you can find community that can support your dreams, that is a safe place and a safe space for you to do this inner work, which affects what you do in the world. So at any rate, if you did not know, we're praying for you. We do things a little bit differently around here. So shout out to all of you that are in the Courage Co. community. And I also invite you, if you are not familiar with Courage Co., to join us. The Courage Co. community itself is free. The small groups, the prayer calls, those are all free. And then all of the programs are priced far lower than their actual value. And you'll find that once you get inside of them and you're willing to risk and invest in yourself, you'll find that very quickly. So I hope you'll join us. It is a great community. You'll find your spiritual running buddies and really what God has in mind for you in this season when you step in there. So there's breakthroughs, there's accelerated growth, often explosive growth, increase, expansion, and so much more that happens when you're willing to put God at the center of your life and bet on yourself. So come join us, www.courageco.org. But I thought I might do a word. I send out words every single month. So if you want those, you can become a God's Vibes insider. I'm not a fan of spam, so I don't dish out spam. So if that is a concern, let me just eliminate that for you right now. I do not spam. Thank you very much. So if you're putting me in the trash, you can take me out of your email trash. What is in there is valuable. I actually sit and put in lots of time and hours to do this. So if you want to be a God's Vibes insider, not only learn about things that we have going on within the Courage Co. community and beyond, I encourage you to become one. You will get monthly prophetic words and emails and updates and different things, book excerpts, declarations, so many things that are curated for you. So if you want to become an insider, click the link in the show notes. But yeah, so I have a word. The word for April was arise in April, and it was all about how you can scale your mountain. You can actually go listen to that. We did an episode on it, but I'm going to expound on that a little bit more because now we're moving into the second quarter of the year. Likely there's been some things that you expected that did not go the way you expected them to go, and that could be really discouraging, but I want to encourage you that God says the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. Come on now. So if your expectation, things that you were expecting, maybe you had your expectation in the wrong place, and sometimes you just need to shake off the dust and trust God again. Trust God for the new thing, for the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. All right, but let me go into this word. So I was doing some study, some quiet time, and I got a really powerful word. There's two different ways to view leadership, and I was studying. I love A.W. Tozer. I love Chris Vollaton. I love their leadership. I love that these are great men of the faith, and so I wanted to help these prayer warriors and intercessors really evaluate their leadership in a new light. A lot of times when we think about leadership, we think about perfectionism. We think about, you know, chasing different outcomes or comparing ourselves to other people. And that's not how the kingdom operates at all. And so I just wanted to share some of these leadership points before I expand into this word as well to help you evolve in this season and become who you are designed and destined to become in this season, right? A lot of times we have dreams, we have goals, we have desires because they're all about our becoming. Those are in place to help us activate this hidden treasure that is in us, these earthen vessels. We are God's earthen vessels. And so when we have dreams, when we have these goals, right, things that we're commissioned to do, as we start moving towards them, right, we're activating the potential that we have on the inside of us. So here are some keys. True spirituality manifests itself in certain dominant desires. First is the desire to be holy rather than happy, okay? And just with this point alone, the world is set up to pursue happiness, right? The pursuit of happiness. But if you've ever tried to pursue happiness, you probably ended up miserable. Anyone? I have definitely been there. But our desire is to be holy, and not holiness that we can manufacture, but God's holiness. Because God says our holiness, right, is like filthy rags. We can't perform our way into holiness, but we can accept God's holiness, right? We can put on his holiness. Just like you would put off unrighteousness because that's not who you are, you would put on righteousness, right? You have the righteousness of Christ, put it on. That means walk in it today. Wear that around today. Put off this unholiness, this ungodliness, this impure motives, right? These things that you're seeking that are just foolish, right? Put on godliness, put on holiness, put on God's strength. That's different. So spirituality manifests itself in certain desires. So spirituality, when you start coming into a relationship with God, you desire to be holy rather than happy. All right? You're going to notice that shift in your heart. Two, a man may be considered spiritual when he wants to see the honor of God advanced. You don't want like self-honor. You don't want to promote self. You're not about platforms and big names. Like, you are about wanting to see the honor of God advanced. Like, it's not about you. It's about God. All right. So you want to see the honor of God advance, but how? Through your life, even if it means that you yourself must suffer temporary dishonor or loss. Okay, so this looks like becoming one that is fortified in an environment, let's say, that is unhealthy, right? Because you want to see the honor of God advance through your life, even if it means that you must suffer temporary dishonor or loss. So people might not get it. You might be defamed in some sort of way, but God, right? God will be glorified and you will get double for all of your trouble. So an example of this, I was in a work environment that was very toxic, very dysfunctional. There were so many crazy things going on. People were breaking out in hives and skin rashes. People were having these panic attacks and these like breakdowns and just bursting into tears. And I immediately was picking up on all this. And I'm like, this is not normal. Like, this is not okay at all. And I was becoming aware of some things that were really not okay. But this is what can set people apart. When you become aware of things that are not okay, do you speak up? Do you confront them? Do you do something about it? Or do you tolerate it and let that dysfunction have greater exposure, cause more pain, cause more destruction, or do you take a stand, right? So in this situation, I was very prayerful, very intentional, very uncomfortable. And I was like, Lord, like, what is the spirit that is operating here, or spirits, right? What is going on? What is the plan? What is the mission? And the first option was that there are great people in this work environment. This is, you know, an unhealthy work environment, but the truth will come to light and there's the right people here to make the adjustments to get this moving in the right direction. I'm like, yay, I love that plan. The other plan was, nope, this is really unhealthy. This is really toxic. The truth will come to light and this thing will implode. It'll literally dissolve. It will fall apart. People will start dropping like flies and this thing will be, it will crumble, basically. I'm like, ooh, I don't like that option. So I did not know this, but I was going to be one of the ones that was bringing the truth to light. One of the ones that was speaking with professionalism, was speaking with grace, and was speaking from love, but confronting what was not okay. Giving leadership the benefit of the doubt that maybe you don't know what's going on. Maybe you don't see what's going on. Maybe you're not invested in what's going on, but I'm going to bring that to you so you're aware. And I'm going to bring facts. So it's not going to be opinion. It's not going to be emotion. There's going to be no name calling. You know, people are really fond about throwing people under the bus. Not going to do that. But here's things that are happening so you're aware. Here are some suggestions of things that you could do to create change that would allow this to shift in a healthy way. Okay. That was well received, but then very quickly went from story number one to story number two. And multiple people were fired. Tons of people quit. That organization literally did start falling apart. And it was in a year or less that all that went down. Very, very crazy, right? But I was there on an assignment and I had to suffer temporary loss. I had to suffer dishonor and discomfort. And it really was not okay. But even though as a human that can hurt you, if you know God's mission and you really want to see God's will advanced, you want to see God's honor, right, advanced, you'll move different. And he was definitely glorified. There were so many positive changes and so many people that got shifted into right alignments from that situation. Number three, the spiritual man wants to carry his cross. So it's not about how can I escape pain? How can I hide? How can I run from things? But how can I run into what is on my life? How can I face these challenges head on? Number four, a believer, a faith walker, is spiritual when he or she sees everything from God's viewpoint. So think about just where you're at in your life right now. Like, how do you view things? Do you view them from thoughts? Do you view them from opinions? Do you view them from what other people think? Do you view them from statistics out in the world, right? Do you view them from what other people are saying? Do you view them from emotion? How do you view things? A believer or a faith walker is spiritual when he or she sees everything from God's viewpoint. Number five, another desire of a spiritual man or woman is to die rather than to live wrong. So the spiritual principle of dying to yourself daily means putting to death these impulses, these unrighteous and impure motives, these foolish things that maybe you pursued before, idolatry, different things like that. And idolatry is just simply putting anything before God, whether that's finances, relationships, businesses, brands, social media, all sorts of things can become an idol. But you would rather die to these earthly lusts, these temptations, these desires of the flesh that seem like a good idea, but they only lead to destruction. And a great way to discover what those might be for you are to go on a period of time of fasting and prayer. Because fasting and prayer will expose where you have become spiritually weak. Number six, the desire to see others advance at his or her expense. The desire to see others advance at his or her expense. So a spiritual person is not about personal gain. They're about other people's advancement. And you can see this in leaders. I encourage you to look at this. That is a huge sacrifice, right? That costs something. But a spiritual person, that is really it. It's not about advancing your own agenda. It's about seeing others advance at your expense. Okay, the world doesn't love that idea. The world competes with that idea every single day. And then number seven, the spiritual man or woman habitually makes eternity judgments instead of time judgments. So I like to think it takes what it takes. It costs what it costs. Okay. So you're looking from an eternal view, you know, like you came here naked, you're going to leave the same way. You came here with nothing, you're going to leave here with nothing. So are you building anything in the hearts of man? Are you contributing anything internal to the lives of other people? Or are you just building things up on earth that will just crumble, that'll just fall away? So spirituality manifests itself in certain dominant desires, and you can hear what those are. Okay. Now, coupled with this, when you're thinking about leadership, especially from a spiritual perspective, leadership and leading people can be challenging at times. Like literally it will challenge all of you to show up and the best of you to show up and expose weakness, expose areas of weakness in your life, areas where there's room to grow, there's opportunities to refine things. But if you do it well, it will help you fulfill your destiny. So there's actual 9 keys that we're going to go through real quick to successful leading to help you on your way in leadership, okay? So number one, the depth of your success is determined by the quality of the people with you, all right? Just do an interesting little scan of maybe the top 5 people, the top 10 people that you surround yourself with. The depth of your success is determined by the quality of people with you. This is one of the reasons why we recommend Courage Co. Get quality people around you. That alone will change your life. Okay? Success is a team sport. Nobody, not one, ever succeeds alone. Not one. And when you are a lone ranger spiritually, this is where particularly the enemy can start really doing a work. Okay, so it's so important that you have people around you to build you up, to encourage you, to strengthen you, to cover you, to pray for you, to release sound counsel and wisdom. There's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. So it's very important that you get around the right people. And the impact of your leadership ability is measured by the size of people you attract to lead alongside you. So are you surrounding yourself with big people? And look at this in ways that are kingdom-minded, right? Big-hearted, servant-hearted people are big people. People that have a commitment that's been tested and demonstrated of putting God at the center of their life, right? People that desire to partner with God in their life and see Him glorified. Think about the depth of success that you desire and who's connected to you. The depth of your success is determined by the quality of people with you. Number two, your capacity, okay? Literally your focus, your energy, your resilience, your motivation, your inspiration, your creativity, like all that you've got, your capacity for success is determined by your courage to take risks. Come on, Courage Co. And the wisdom to know when not to. There are times where it would cost you in a negative way to take a risk, and you have to discern when those times are. Sometimes the timing is off, right? We're big advocates of right season, right timing, right action, okay? So when you are not aligned and when you're out of season, it's still not going to work and it could be costly. So your capacity for success is determined by your courage to take great risks. You got to get good at that, but you also have to have the wisdom to know when not to. Number three, the sustainability. So this is going for that long term, not instant gratification, but long term. So think about, we talk about different success habits. This is in the Courage Co. training bundle. We did a whole 3-day training on that. It's very powerful. But we talk about sustainable life habits, okay? If you just get good at a few things, you'd be so amazed over time at how your capacity expands. You're able to focus. You're able to make hard decisions. You're able to adapt. You're able to confront things. You're able to move through resistance. You're able to overcome adversity. You'd be so surprised at by just mastering a few things consistently over time, how that changes your sustainability factor in your life. But the sustainability of your success lies in the divine tension between having a short memory in the courage department of your mind when you fail and having a long-term memory in the wisdom department of your mind so you don't repeat the same mistakes again. Okay, so what does this mean? This divine tension is, all right, you might have made a misstep, okay? You might have fallen in some sort of way. So you have to have courage to try again, to get up, to dust yourself off and go at it again. But you also have to have wisdom so you don't make the same mistakes that you made before. Okay, so think about in a relationship. If you keep demonstrating the same patterns in the relationship, you're not going to have the healthy, high-quality, life-giving relationship that is sustainable and goes the distance that is eternal, right? If you learn, however, from mistakes that you've made and break those patterns, right, then you have the capacity and the ability to create the wonderful new in your relationships, okay? So having short-term memory in terms of failure and having long-term memory in terms of applying wisdom. That way, there's not the guilt and the shame, but you're like, uh-huh. Yep, nope, I'm not going to do it that way. There's what I learned from this. I've learned that it's very costly to not have boundaries. I've learned that it's better to confront and love than not confront at all. I've learned that having high standards protects you, right? And the standard of my life is going to be from the Bible. So if somebody can't meet those standards, particularly in walking closely with you, then they're not supposed to walk closely with you. Because the people that are for you will have those same standards, okay? So the sustainability of your success lies in that divine tension. Now, I have adopted the new mindset, right, when it comes to courage and it comes to Courage Co., that courage, right, is necessary. It's necessary to do exploits, and that's what we're on the earth to do, all right? But failure is going to happen. Like the way I define failure, it is just your first attempt at doing something. The first time you do something, you're probably not going to knock it out of the park, right? There might be that chance, like let's say you do putt-putt and you get a hole in one and you've never done that before. there might be these little instances where like you're just strangely good at something, but failure is going to happen when you're trying something new. You're not going to nail it the first time, and that's not a fair expectation. That actually doesn't make sense. People that are great have been putting in the time. They've been perfecting their art, their craft over time, okay? So all courage means is you are willing to try again. You're willing to be seen as foolish in your faith walk, right? Because faith always looks foolish. It always looks reckless to somebody that is logical and somebody that needs to rely on reasoning. The faith walk is not logical, ever. It has a pattern, but it's not logical, okay? Number four, the power of your success is determined by the level of confidence you have in your own ability to complete the mission and the amount of faith you have in God's ability to cover your weaknesses as well as fix your failures, okay? So let me say that again. The power of your success is determined by the level of confidence you have in your own ability. Okay. I've got my own back. All right. I trust myself. This is the type of person that I have. This is the type of person that I am. So a lot of the times this is an identity statement. Okay. So there's confidence in your ability to complete the mission. You're a person that sees it all the way through. Okay. And you also have faith in God's ability to cover your weaknesses, to make up for any mistakes or missteps on the journey, to fix your failures, to turn it around, because he's just that good. He's just that merciful. He's just that kind. Okay? Number five, the longevity of your success is determined by your ability to reproduce world changers and history makers. This is our agenda in Courage Co., if we have one. We're here to create... We're here to build big people, people who can carry greatness into the generations we might never see. That's the agenda, okay? So the longevity of your success is determined by your ability to reproduce world changers and history makers. So think about that. You don't want people to copy you. You want them to reproduce Christ, okay? You want them to have an understanding of who they are in Christ and what they're capable in Christ and in the inheritance that they have access to and what they're on the planet to do and how Christ uniquely expresses himself through them. Okay, the power and the authority that they have. Big deal, because we need each other and none of us are the same. None of us operate the same, all right? So building these people to reproduce world changers and history makers. You don't want more of you. You want people to be the unique expression that only they can be, but you want them to be empowered by God, okay? And covered by God. Number six, the definition of your success is defined by your faithfulness to your divine call. Check what you're faithful to. Sometimes we're even faithful to people that are not faithful to us, but we're not faithful to our divine call. Woof, come on, somebody. The definition of your success is defined by your faithfulness to your divine call, not the outcome of your mission. So in other words, faithfulness is success because ultimately outcomes are determined by the Lord. So the world would chase outcomes. That's what the world does. And it makes miserable people. But outcomes are determined by the Lord. You set yourself to be willing, to be obedient, to be faithful. Right? The willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land. That is a promise. So just be willing to do what God requires. Be obedient to what God says. Be faithful to the Lord with all of your heart, right? And let him handle the outcomes. He determines what those are. And when you're not sure about what it means to be faithful to the Lord, I like to compare it to a marriage, right? Like you, when you are a born-again believer, you are now in a covenant. So picture a marriage covenant. You are now in a covenant with the Lord. You're now in a covenant with God. So what are the things that would be cheating on God? Consider that. Those are your idols, right? What are the things that would hurt God's heart, right? Think about things that hurt your heart in relationship. When people ignore you, when they don't spend time with you, when they don't communicate to you, when they don't listen to you, when they're too busy for you. Do you like that in a relationship? How do you think God likes that, right? Think about the things that are non-negotiables to you. Are they non-negotiables in your relationship with God? So I think that it's really powerful when you can view your relationship with God like a marriage to then assess how healthy your marriage is, how strong that covenant is, okay? Number 7, the beauty of your success lies in the grace you display in tough seasons and the level of your kindness that you give to those who fall short of your standard or fail your mission. Ooh, Lord, the beauty of your success lies in the grace. Grace is divine enablement, not how awesome you are, how empowered by God you are. Okay, grace is divine enablement. The beauty of your success lies in the divine enablement you display in tough seasons, because that is a decision. That is a choice. You can lose your ever-loving mind on somebody if you want to when things aren't going your way and when it's really tough. You can totally crumble. That's also a decision. Okay, but you can also move by grace, and you can also demonstrate kindness, right, and extend mercy to people that fall short of your standard or fail your mission. All right. Number 8, the memory of your success is determined by how you made people feel on the pathway to the pursuit of your purpose. Right? People are not going to remember what you own, half of the things that you do, but they are going to remember how you made them feel. Are they just a stepping stone to you? Are they just a number? Are they someone you're just taking from for your own personal gain? I would hope that's a hard pass and a hard no to all of those things, but you don't see that very often. It's rare, but really keep that in mind. The memory of your success is determined by how you made people feel on the pathway to the pursuit of your purpose. So I think about these leaders of the faith that have these big mantles, and people say that they ran well. You know, they ran the race to get that well done. I'm thinking even today, Dr. Jerry Seville is a beautiful teacher of the word, right? Helping people connect with God and grow in the relationship with God. He went to be with the Lord today, and his memory will live on. His teachings will live on. He made people feel seen, loved, valuable, validated, close to the Lord. Okay? In the pursuit of his purpose. Truly amazing. And number 9, the culture of your success is in the level of your ability, to either empower people to greatness or shrink their confidence. Hoo-wee. The culture of your success is in the level of your ability that your people have to either empower true greatness or to shrink their confidence. Do you empower people to greatness or do you shrink their confidence? These, when we talk about leadership, like the faith walk, it is not for wimps. It's for courageous people. It's for bold and daring people. It's for humble people. It's for people that have big hearts. It's for people whose delight is in the law of the Lord, right? Leadership can be so many different things, but if you really read that and meditate on that, you can really investigate how you're doing as a leader, as a parent, as a mother, as a father, as a friend, as a daughter, as a leader, as a business owner, as a mentor, as a volunteer, as a partner, as a spouse. Look at your leadership. You're not waiting on somebody else to model this for you. You are the model. And we all get to be an example of what's possible with God. Okay? So, really, really profound leadership qualities and check-ins there. I recommend on points like that to evaluate how you're doing, just to give yourself some sort of scale. Like on a scale 1 to 10, 10 being like, I am killing this. Right? And 1 being like, I have not even been thinking about that. Where are you in these areas? And the beautiful part of this is you don't shame yourself into a breakthrough. You don't punish yourself into one either. What you do is you get excited about it. You get inspired into breakthrough, right? Holy Spirit is going to help me become these things. As I prioritize this, as I set myself to pursue these things, to pursue the kingdom. This is the kingdom in action. As I set myself to do this, God will grace me and anoint me to follow through and become these things, okay? And as you become them, you just become more whole and more free. Hashtag winning, okay? So now to expound on the Arise in April world, the Arise in April word and how to scale your mountain, a word that I was really receiving is that You know, you hear that we are to mount up on wings like eagles, okay? We're also to be seated in heavenly places. So the eagle is associated with a seer realm, okay, prophetically speaking. And they are intentional, they're focused, and they nest in high places, okay? And this is the image of God's prophetic eagle. So we, as his sons and daughters, we as faith walkers are made to sit in heavenly places. And I don't know if you've thought about that, if you visualize that or meditated on that, but this means that our view is panoramic. We've got like this bigger view. So if you picture yourself on an airplane or if you're on the top of a mountain, you've got a panoramic view and we can see the full picture. And this is the perspective of the eagle. And this reveals a profound prophetic picture, okay? Most spiritual warfare is conducted when we remain in high places with God, when we are willing to go sit with the Lord, be still and know that I'm God, when we are willing to be seated in heavenly places, to literally sit with God and get his wisdom, seek his counsel, become available just to listen to him for wisdom and strategies, right? We will receive them. And the eagle knows how to ride the winds of God. Eagles use these like updrafts of the wind, right, to soar. They see the movement of the wind and they ride it to higher places. Like if you've ever watched them with their wings too, their wingspan is massive and the wind just carries them, right? They know how to ride the wind of the Holy Spirit. And they see the movement of the wind and they ride it to higher places. And God's prophetic eagles soar in the winds of heaven. Side note, if you're not familiar with the prophetic and you're interested or God's been dropping that on your heart, maybe you've Googled it recently, come join us in Prophetic Monthly Training inside Courage Co. This is not like a course. This is not like a mastermind. This is not a certification. You don't get certified in the prophetic, okay? Gifts come by asking for them and they're trained in use, right? They develop in use. So this is activation. It's experiential. And you can surround yourself with other prophetic people. So I encourage you, www.courageco.org. We have a link in the show notes as well. Okay, but this is a prophetic picture. And the message that I'm receiving for this is that it's time for you to soar above the attacks of the enemy. It's time to fly above these limitations, right? And move into an unlimited realm. That is God's realm, all right? And the Lord is really beckoning and inviting you to a place of soaring in him. And you're going to rise above the natural realm to see and obtain the promise of God for your life. You were built for high places. You know, I'm thinking about how he gives us hinds feet. You know what I mean? When you see these deer and they can go up on these mountains and they can stand on these rocks that don't make sense. It looks like they're just going to plummet off of a mountain. But God gives us hinds feet to stand in high places. And you were created to break the bonds of the earth realm and move in the glory of God, okay? And we are designed to ride this updraft and soar in this wind of the Holy Spirit and bring revival to our own life and everything connected to us. So it's time for the eagles to arise in April, okay? It's time to soar. It's time to sit with God. It's time to prioritize getting a heavenly perspective, all right? There is earthly wisdom, all right. And there's also heavenly wisdom. Those are different. They come literally from different realms. And so if you want to build differently, if you want to build supernaturally, I encourage you to get heavenly wisdom directly from heaven. Okay. Because the truth is too, God will never launch us into an accelerated or advanced season unless we first said yes to adjusting and realigning ourselves with him. That just has to happen because he's more concerned with the health and wealth of our spirit and our soul than with our purpose, our performance, or our destiny. And God can use anyone or anything to see his purposes prevail, truly. And he will never put you in a position where your gifting or your calling would destroy you because he loves you. So he will not give you more than you can bear. However, he uniquely designed you, your calling and your giftings for a specific kingdom purpose that he desires to see you live out. And it's time then to surrender to him and allow him to fine tune and adjust you so that he can advance you into the breathtaking destiny that he has for you. right? I like to say hashtag God's vibes matter. Heaven has a pattern. God has a pattern. Okay. So adjustments and advancements are coming in the season, and it's time to get ready for those. Now, here's the actual word. This was just a lead-in. Here's the actual word that I had to share. I was hearing the phrase in this season, keep your footing. Keep your footing. So I was studying in Ecclesiastes 5, and here are a couple of verses that really struck me, okay? Keep your foot, give your mind to what you are doing. When you go as Jacob to sacred Bethel, to the house of God, for to draw near and to hear and obey is better than to give the sacrifice of fools, carelessly, irreverently, too ignorant to know that they are doing evil. Okay? So something that doesn't delight the heart of God is evil, right? Foolishness is evil. You know, pursuing idols is evil. And sometimes these are good things, maybe, to the world, but they're not God things. So think about this. Are you involved in foolishness of anything, of any kind? Keep your footing means give your mind to what you are doing. Don't future trip, as I like to say, where you're so focused on the future and so focused on outcomes that you become paranoid, worried, overly anxious, volatile, unstable in all of your ways in the now. And also, don't keep digging up the past and trying to bring dead things into your present. Forget the former things. Forgive people. Get your heart right, right? So that you don't keep bringing the past into your present. This is keeping your foot. It's giving your mind to what you're doing. And it says here, it is better to draw near to God and to hear him. Draw near to God and hear him. It's better to draw near and hear and obey what he is telling you, right? Than to give the sacrifice of fools carelessly. So there's such thing, right, as the sacrifice of praise. Obedience is also a sacrifice, but isn't it interesting that there's also a sacrifice of fools? What kind of sacrifice do you want to give the Lord? Ecclesiastes is a whole word, okay? I can do a whole preach on this. Am I giving God the right sacrifice? Really consider that. We need to give our minds to what we're doing and to keep our foot. This means our footing. We must learn to focus on what we're doing, because if we do not, we will lose our footing. I like to think about if you're on a balance beam, right? As a former gymnast, if you don't know, if you've never stood on top of a balance beam, it's like 6 feet off the ground. It's about as wide as your foot, okay? Unless you've got a really, really wide foot. But it's not very wide, all right? So it is very likely that you can trip, fall, lose your footing. So easy to do. So easy to do, okay? So when you think about that, the word is a lamp unto our feet. God literally lights up every step, but we take it a step at a time. And we lose our footing when we try to make the wrong kind of jump, when we try to take too many steps. We lose our footing when we lose our focus, okay? If we lose our focus, what happens is we end up anxious, we end up worried, because we're always mentally dealing with yesterday or tomorrow when we should be living in the now. The way you change your life is in the present. Think about your life right now. Is there ever a time where you're fully present? You are fully all here right now in this moment. You're not on your phone. You're not distracted. Like, you're aware of what's happening. You can hear your breathing. Maybe you hear some birds in the background. You can hear a, you know, hunger pain in your belly. Like, are you ever fully in the moment where you can pick up on all that extra sensory information? Your average human is a no. But you can get better and better and better at being hyper-focused like that, hypersensitive to the things of God and the moves of the Spirit. It also says in this verse, part of keeping our footing is watching our mouth. And if you are a communicator, if you are a mouthpiece of God, it is so important to bridle your tongue. God will test your tongue too, right? Because the same tongue, the same mouth that can speak blessing in one moment, praise God in one moment, can curse in the next. So do not be rash with your mouth, and let not your heart be hasty or utter a word before God. For God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. So sometimes, you know, in our journey with God, we murmur, we complain, we vent, we question. And that's a certain stage of your journey. But there does come a point where you just know the power of your words and you shut up. you close your mouth, right? It's that saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, if you don't have anything anointed to say, keep your mouth shut. The enemy can mess with your words too. Another piece of wisdom just from Ecclesiastes here. It says this, a dream comes with much busyness and painful effort, and a fool's voice with many words. Okay, so somebody that is not usually honest or authentic has to talk. They have to overcompensate. They have to overexplain. They have to prove something. When you're confident, you've got very few words. You just own it. You demonstrate it. You don't talk about it. You don't tell people who you are. You show them. Okay? So that's just a life tip in general that you can use for some discernment. But the key here is dreams. They come with much business and painful effort. So the world will tell you, it flows. When it flows, then it's of God. When it flows, then you're aligned. When it flows, right? That's how you know. It's just gonna be easy. Lies. 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 It's not true. A dream comes with much business and painful effort. Now, the wisdom of God, the Bible also said, comes. First, it's peaceable. It's gentle. It gently corrects you so that you can receive it and apply the correction in your life, right? It comes in this beautiful way. You don't force it. That just comes to you. That's wisdom. Now, a dream, though, comes with business and painful effort. You are going to have to work at this thing. You're going to have to sacrifice for this thing. There's going to be a lot of business. There's going to be a lot of effort, and it's usually over a long period of time, usually way more than you think it's going to take, okay? But it is so important. We need to put effort into seeing our dreams come true. You've got to invest in them. You've got to invest in wisdom. Pursue wisdom. Pay for it. Invest in it. You've got to seek out skills. Seek out the knowledge. Seek out the training that you need to be successful in those things that you are called to. When you have a dream in your heart or a vision in your heart for something greater than you have now, you're going to have to work hard in order to see that come to pass. And if God is for you, and he is, he will help you. But if you're not dreaming of anything, you're cheating yourself, because we all need to think big thoughts and hope big hopes and dream big dreams, because it's in the process of this, again, that we become who we're on this planet to be. And so when you're not dreaming, you're cutting off your becoming. All right? But you've got to know and just accept it will be hard. It'll come with business and much painful effort, but it's worth it. And I'll get to why here in a second. Okay. Now, when it comes to the work, I think something else that's really important is that we can be led by the Spirit of God in internal peace every day of our lives. Okay. So yes, there's going to be effort. Yes, there's going to be work, but there's peace about it. There's not striving. There's not like hustle. There's not restlessness. There's peace about that. There's effort, but there's peace. Okay. So that's something to really pay attention to, because our emotions can be all over the place. But what is really powerful that God says, he says, every man to whom God has given riches and possessions and the power to enjoy them, to rejoice in his toil, this is the gift of God to him. Every man to whom God has given riches and possessions and the power to enjoy them, and to accept his appointed lot and to rejoice in his toil, this is the gift of God to him. So when it comes to capacity, when it comes to your ability to enjoy your work, when it comes to a focus that you can be passionate about and running towards every day, this fulfillment, that is a gift from God. That is not random. It is a gift from him. Your capacity is a gift from him. The way you run your race is a gift from God. It's so good. For he shall not much remember seriously the days of his life, because God himself answers and corresponds to the joy of his heart. The tranquility of God is mirrored in him. Come on. The tranquility of God can be mirrored in you. God can give you a gift of enjoying your work. Like, you wake up with purpose, you run your race, you put in that effort, you get to partner and co-labor with God, you get to do these exploits, you get to see lives change and transformation happen, you get to set off all of these testimonies. It's epic and it's awesome, and you get to be a part of that. But you have to keep your foot. Okay, this means don't lose your balance and don't get off track in this season. Don't do it. You've got to stay on track by keeping your mind on what you're doing. Okay. You've got to focus your mind. You can't just let it go wherever it wishes, whenever it desires to. Because your mind can go aimlessly to some really interesting places. And spiritual warfare is really in the mind. That's where the battlefield is, right? So this wandering mind, it's not helpful. You've got to focus it. Confronting issues is the only way to get on the victorious side of them. So you've got to stay focused in your life, in your professional life, in your social life, in your relationships, and also in your spiritual life if you want to overcome the enemy in these areas. So pay attention to your thoughts and don't let your mind wander, right? Defend that space. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about when you clear out, you know, the enemy in a space. If you're not careful to replace what you cleared out, he'll send way more demons and destruction into that area. Okay? It's not fun. You need to actually get things out, get the demonic influence out, but replace it. Don't just get it out because the enemy can fill that space. The enemy looks for gaps to fill. Okay? So you've got to make sure that you fill the gap with whatsoever is good, lovely, noble, praiseworthy. Got it? And then also enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. Ask God to help you enjoy your journey. Because we're always going to be moving to some goal or objective in our lives, right? The minute we accomplish one, we're on to another. We're working on one and we're also focusing on another. That's always going to be happening. So whatever you're believing for God right now, learn that you're going to spend a majority of your life waiting on the fulfillment of a thing. So learn to enjoy life as it unfolds. Learn to enjoy the process. Learn to enjoy who you get to be with God. Learn to enjoy God. God is your inheritance. Learn to enjoy him, right? If not, life is just going to pass you by and you're never going to enjoy where you are right now. You're not going to have a sense of purpose, okay? So some keys to kind of lock all this in. Number one, leadership is not perfectionism and it's not performance. It's much deeper than that. And kingdom leadership is full of so many different nuances that you can focus on. And when you do, they bring life to you. And when you pray for support in actualizing those things in your life, you step into more wholeness. You step into more empowerment. You step into more confidence. And it changes your world, right? Like this confident version of you starts showing up. So go back to this again and listen to these leadership qualities. And as I go through, just evaluate where you are in your leadership. Secondly, right, we are rising in April, okay? But arising means coming up higher, getting a different perspective, prioritizing sitting in heavenly places, having a panoramic view of your life so that you can actually apply the wisdom of heaven to every area of your life. So come up higher in the season. Prioritize sitting with the Lord and getting in his presence. In your presence, in his presence is where your safety is. It's where your answers are. All right? You don't have to chase as much when you just sit in his presence. Okay? Because you don't chase things in the kingdom. You pursue them, and that's very different. And the things that you're chasing, you don't want because they're running from you and they will always elude you. When you're chasing money, you'll never have it. When you're chasing people, they're not your people. Okay, what you're chasing will always elude you. And also, when you're looking for shortcuts, which we see this a lot, unfortunately, when you look for a shortcut, when you look for a quick fix, when you look for instant gratification, when you look for something that's promising just foolishness, right? You're going to get rich quick. You know, you can, if a job description, for example, sounds like this, no experience required, earn 100K in 30 days, run. That is not God. Run from that, right? But whenever you're looking for a shortcut, a quick fix, you're moving off desperation and fear, what you find is an oppressor, okay? Whether that be an addiction, whether that be an idol, whether that be a cult, whether that be something that you don't really want in your life, when you're trying to look for a shortcut, you will find an oppressor. Don't do that. Come up higher. Get the wisdom of God. Get the wisdom of God. And then stay on track. Keep your footing. At this time, keep your footing. What has God told you to do? Do that. Forget the other stuff. Do that and do it well. Do it powerfully. Do it wholeheartedly. Don't put half your heart into anything. Do it wholeheartedly. You don't want to be good at being half-hearted. You don't. You don't want to get good at being a coward. At the end of your life, I promise you, you're not going to sit there and be like, I wish I was more of a coward. I wish I half-hearted a lot more in my life. No, that's not what you're going to say. And we don't know when our day and when our time is. That's a very sobering thought, in my opinion. Okay, so keep your footing. Focus on what matters. Prioritize what matters. And enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey. Your life is right now. It's worth enjoying. And the joy of the Lord is your strength, and you can live in the peace of God every single day. But this has to do with what you are pursuing. What are you running to provide you with balance? Who is the authority of your life? Are those things giving you a return on investment? What is worth giving your life to? Profound, profound wisdom here. Profound. All right, y'all. I hope this message blessed you. I hope that you enjoyed going wild in the spirit and bringing these gems to you. And I do really want to encourage you, when new episodes, especially pop-up words and special things like this, become available, you're not going to know unless you're subscribed to the podcast. There's been a lot of updates in the podcasting world, so it's very likely that you could miss episodes and miss revelation and inspiration when it comes forth. So subscribing is a great way to make sure that you don't miss it and you get notifications on your phone, okay? And then also, rating the podcast 5 stars and leaving a review is how you help multiply the goodness of what's happening here, how you can spread the word, how you can encourage other people just like you've been encouraged, right? Be generous with what you receive. Pass it along, right? So rate it 5 stars, leave a review, share it with 5 people. But when you do that, go to juliannapage.com/podcast and we will send you the God's Vibes Matter 30-day devotional for free just by doing that. But that is a beautiful way to honor and to give back to what you've been receiving here. We work really hard to bring real and relevant content, biblically based content that is practical. You can apply it literally today. And it takes much time and effort, right? And we do it for free so that you can just absorb it and be blessed by it. So I just encourage you, if you are being blessed, let us know. Rate the podcast 5 stars, leave a review, go claim your free devotional. Also, if you want to get coached on the God's Vibes podcast, that's totally free. So take advantage of that, okay? That is a rare gift and a blessing, and it's usually right on time, and God knows exactly what to do in those sessions. So you can book a session. It's called the God's Vibes Hotline. It is literally this podcast, but you get to go on air live with me and we protect your privacy. So we will use your first name, but we won't use the video or any of those other details so that this is still a private experience, a free experience, but you courageously showing up. Not only do you get a breakthrough, but you get to release your testimony to somebody else and they can claim that as their own too. So such a beautiful gift to do that. And then you can also join us in Courage Co. There's so much goodness in there that you can invest in, right? We aim that this is an answered prayer in different times and seasons of your life, frankly, wherever you are on your journey. We've got a little something for everybody that can minister to you, that can equip you, that can build you up. We did just launch the Prophetic Monthly Training, so that is a great space to plant yourself in and devote your time to. It's comprised of 6 live sessions every single month. So it's very interactive, very engaging, very practical. And that's very different than going to ministry school or taking a course. This is getting you in the action where you get the feedback and the training, okay? With lots of accountability, responsibility, and support. So that's a great thing to plug into. The God's Vibes Mastermind is such a blessing to your life if you really invest in yourself in that way. Really just any of the programs over there. If you have any questions about any of them, you can always email the team for more information, info@juliannapage.com, and we'll give you all the details. And then I do also have a couple of spots, literally only a couple, on my calendar for one-on-one personal coaching together. So if that is something that you desire, if you've been prayerful about working with a coach, if you've been wondering what it's like to bring God into your coaching process and see what he can do when you invest in yourself, right? I encourage you, email the team, info@juliannapage.com, put coaching in the subject line, and we will give you all the details about what that looks like. And those are only available until they are booked. Once they're booked, they gone. And I only open my calendar occasionally because of different things that we have going on. So if that's something that you want to do, you know what to do. Email info@juliannapage.com. Subject line, coaching. All right, y'all. I hope this message blessed you. And until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free, for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop an aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co. at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.